taking a look at farm expenses. We're visiting today with Bruce Jones, Department of Agricultural and Applied Economics, University of Wisconsin, in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, now celebrating 125 years, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Bruce, can you tell us a little bit about expenses in the year we just finished?
Well, there's some good news. Energy prices have gone down marginally in the last year, primarily because crude oil prices have gone down. On the side of fertilizers and seed crop inputs, they've gone down a bit too, particularly fertilizers on the potash and phosphorus side, nitrogen falling down as well. It's the result of two things. One, a little bit of a tempering of demand for those inputs because we've adjusted acreage. The other one being price war in the potash markets internationally. A couple big firms have decided that they want to split out from the rest of the firms, and they've been leaders in cutting price. The result has been a falling phosphorus and potash prices, and so farmers are seeing some more affordable fertilizer prices than they saw a few years ago. The last thing is machinery continues to be very expensive. It's been going up. Labor wages have been going up as well. Somewhat surprisingly, custom rates charged for the use of machinery, they've been lagging behind even inflation. And so my guess is that people have gone out and bought some of the higher-priced machinery. They need to find some ways to generate some cash flow to pay for it, so they go out and cut some deals that are pretty favorable on the custom side.
What can you tell us about credit?
That's the one bright spot. Interest rates continue to decline, very low relative to what we saw, say, 5 or 6 years ago. This is according to the banker survey run by the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago. Those interest rates are about as low as you would expect them to go. Even though the interest rates are low, however, there's not a big demand for credit. Farmer demands for credit have been declining, and farmer repayment activities have been up. So they've apparently been using the higher profits we've seen the last few years to retire debts and finance themselves. So the good news is that they must be doing very well financially such that they're increasing their repayments and reducing their uses of debt.
Bruce, what do you see for the year 2014?
The big question mark is cash rents. One of the complaints has been that they've been rising in response to the higher returns for corn and soybeans and other crops. Corn prices have taken a bit of a downward movement, as have soybean prices, and so the potential for earnings on farmland are not nearly as great as they were a couple years ago. And so cash rents, they may be stabilizing to dropping because the opportunities for returns and profits aren't as great.
We've been visiting with Bruce Jones, Department of Agricultural and Applied Economics, University of Wisconsin, in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, now celebrating 125 years. And I'm C.V. Kenyon.